May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Lord. This is John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he cleanses it, that it might bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit in and of itself, unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I've said this before. The Upper Room Discourse is chapter 14 through 17. It's all about our union with Christ. And he says that we're the branch and he's the vine. That's union. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Romans about what the Lord did. He says, and if the first piece of dough be holy, the lump is also. And if the root be holy, the branches are too. But if some of the branches were broken off, and he's talking about Jewish people who didn't believe, haven't believed the Messiah. If some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive, Gentiles, were grafted in among them, became partaker with them of the rich root of the olive tree. Do not be arrogant towards the branches, but if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. Of course, the rich root of the olive tree is Jesus. And when Jesus says that he's the vine, he's talking about the stem and the root system. And what he says there is that we've been grafted in because of faith, he goes on in this chapter, that because we trusted in Christ, that we've been grafted in as branches into this rich root of the olive tree, which supports us, which is Jesus. Now, once a branch has been grafted in, it's now one with that stem, with that root system. It's not separate, it's one. Again, it's not like we're a branch that's attached to a vine. We're a part of the vine called branch, through which the vine bears fruit. And he says, but even though we're in union with each other, there's a oneness, I'm grafted in, and now I'm one with the vine. He said, he gives us, it's really written in a command, he said, abide in me and I in you. Because if you don't abide in me and I in you, then you won't bear any fruit. He said, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Everybody who's a Christian is in Christ, and everybody who's a Christian shares union with Christ. But not everybody who's a Christian abides in Christ. And you could just, there are a number of things abiding can represent, but at its deepest level, it just means resting in. And Jesus said, if you're resting in me, then you'll know my resting presence in you. You'll know what it is for me to be settled down in you. When somebody settles down, they're able to spread themselves out and be at home. That's why this place in Ephesians, this neat scripture, he's praying, he said, I pray, grant that according to the riches of his glory, that you'd be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell, that's the same word, may abide in your hearts through faith. Now he's talking to believers here, so he's not talking about receiving Christ, he's talking about Christ being at rest in us. So if you're at rest in him, if you'll rest in him, he'll be at rest in you. He said the reason this is imperative, it's not really like optional. This is why this is such a passion in my life, to communicate this word over and over again about my union with Christ and my being in him and him being in me, because apart from him, I can't do anything. I mean, I can kick up a lot of dust and do stuff, but it doesn't count for anything. Only that which Jesus does is well-pleasing to the Father, period. And only that what he does in union with me is pleasing to God. And is it fruit that remains? That's what Jesus said later in the chapter. He said, I want you to bear fruit. I want you to bear much fruit. And I want you to bear fruit that's remained. I've appointed you to bear fruit that remains. So only that which Jesus does is fruit that remains. So it's really important what he said in Romans. He said, it's not you that supports Jesus. Jesus isn't dependent on you. But you're absolutely and utterly dependent on him. If a branch tries to bear fruit, if a branch, which is you and me, if we try to bear fruit, the fruit of the character of Christ or the fruit of the ministry of Christ in the life of others, if we try to do that on our own, we're trying to support him. And a lot of Christians live that way, out of sincerity and out of love and devotion for him. That's a lot like the Jewish people in the beginning of Romans chapter 10. And he says they have a zeal for God, but that zeal for God's not enough. Zeal and passion is not enough. And yet we kind of have a generation of people that thinks the greatest thing in the world is passion. Passion's important. But the most important thing in the world is faith. And to rest in Him is to trust in Him. The most important thing in the world is to understand apart from Him, you can do nothing. And you're not called to support Him. He's called to support you. That's not something to feel guilty about. God doesn't want you to feel bad about the fact that you can't live the Christian life on your own, no matter how sincere you are, for God. He doesn't want you to feel bad about that. He set it up that way, that we're utterly and totally dependent on Him to support us in everything we do if it's going to bear fruit. We can do stuff, but it won't bear any fruit. We can do it in His name. We can do it for Him, and it won't bear fruit. It's got to be by Him, not just for Him. Again, He said, apart from Me, you can do nothing. He didn't say some things. He said nothing. But there's that great place in Philippians says that you can do all things through Christ. And the language there is actually you can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. Apart from Him, you can do nothing. But because you're in union with Him, you can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. One of the great deceptions from the enemy, see, what comes out of our mouth reveals what's in our heart. And how many times do we say things like, I just can't do this anymore. I just can't take that anymore. I just can't handle this. That's just too hard for me. This is just too difficult for me. The I can'ts. Well, it never was something you were supposed to do. If that's where you're at, then you're not abiding. Because apart from Him, you can't do anything. That's what He says. Apart from You, you can do nothing. So if you have the I can'ts about any area, a relationship, a friendship, any something God's called you to, if you have the I can'ts, if that's coming out of your mouth, that's because in your heart somehow you think it's up to you to do it for God. But if you're resting in Him, you'll know His resting presence in you. And the resting presence of Jesus is panic proof. When you're resting in Him and He's resting in you, there's no anxiety. You're not living stressed out. That's like the new word, isn't it, in our generation? Everybody's just stressed out all the time. Well, I hate to break it to you, but Jesus isn't stressed out, ever. You're only stressed out because you're trying to do something apart from Him, even for Him. But you can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. That's the truth. So whatever strength is necessary to do that thing another day, to do that relationship another day, to do that job another day, to do that task another day, to do that friendship another day, to do that whatever another day, His strength is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. It's not by your strength, and it's not by your sincerity. It's not by your spiritually rolling up your spiritual sleeves and doing the best you can to sweat it out and get through. If you're just barely getting by, if your goal of victory is that I made it one more day, no, if Jesus is an overcomer. And I don't mean that to be some trite, phony little word, but Jesus overcomes. He doesn't just barely make it. Jesus isn't about surviving. He's about thriving. And only a thriving grapevine can bear fruit. Not a walking around wounded one, weak one, barely can make it one. Doesn't matter how weak the branch is. If the branch is attached to the vine, and if life is flowing from the vine, then that branch is going to bear fruit. And I just see more Christians trying to be fruit producers. And they have all these things that they do so they can produce fruit. God's never, ever, ever, ever called a Christian to produce fruit. He's the fruit producer. We're the fruit bearers. And we can rest in that. So I just encourage you that if you find yourself in a place where you're like, I can't do this anymore. I just can't handle this. Then you don't have to search around. You don't need to go through more inner healing. Go through deliverance. There's only one reason why you can't do that. It's because you're the one trying to do it. Because apart from Him, you can't. But the good news is you're not apart from Him. And you can do all things. And hear me again, like, oh, well, I know somebody and I know some friends. And like, I mean, they're hanging in there in their marriage. And, you know, they're hanging in. That's not Christ. If they're not bearing fruit in that marriage, then they're not. It's not Jesus. It's not about hanging in. It's abiding in. There's a big difference. If you're hanging in, you're still trying to support it. But it's Jesus who supports the branch, not the other way around. And if He's the one supporting, then you're not just hanging in. You're going for it and bearing fruit, because that's what Christ does. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.